Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Zay Jones, Jason Kroom, Tyler Croft, Ike Bucker, John Feliciano, Quint Spain, Jeremiah Searles. All those players will be out from practice today. With that, we will open it up to your questions.
What happened with Robert Foster?
Just a foot. He's got a little foot deal going on right now. It's still early on in the process. We don't think so, but it's still early right now.
When did that happen?
Last week.
What's the feeling going into your final 3 days with the squad all together? And were you hoping it's going to come from this week? This is the mandatory, kind of the big one for the spring.
Yeah, it's a continuation of what we started really back in phase one, Sal, and I've been encouraged with the participation, with the attitude, with the work ethic. The guys are coming together. Certainly there's a challenge there with the number of guys we've had out, in particular on the offensive side of the ball, trying to build the continuity and get guys acclimated to what we do. Aside from that, however, I feel like we're in a good spot with a lot of work to do yet. He's full go today, correct.
What do you make of Mitch now that you've had a chance to meet with him and be around him? And this easygoing nature that he seems undroppable, and just the qualities that he brings, not only on the field, but just that quality he brings to that room and being that guy at that important of a position.
Yeah, right. That's, inherently with that center position, that's with what comes with that, it's a leadership position. And, very similar to the quarterback position, obviously not quite as much, but a lot of what we do and a lot of what other people do run through that offensive line and that center position. So Mitch's personality, his approach to his job is, in a very short amount of time that we've been around each other, has been what we had hoped it would be. To your point, he's humble. Wants to work at it, and has a great way of connecting others to what he's trying to get accomplished.
John, I didn't hear a couple of names in your injury around Cole Beasley and Russell Bowden. What's their status?
Yeah, all those guys will be limited, those bucket of players. So Cole, Ty Nasecki, Garrett McGinn, Russ, Raphael, and Taryn will continue to be limited as well.
Sean, there's a report on Pro Football Talk about the competition committee circling back on the pass interference review and how it'll be enforced. Also, it seems to be up in the air that the competition committee determining whether the replay review is going to apply to, like, the Hail Mary passes. So, given that state of flux for a big role as a coach, how do you approach that even in the offseason when maybe you discuss these things and your thoughts on it as we go forward into the campus?
Well, every year there's some adjustments made to the rules. This being one of them this year. That, certainly we talk about those as a staff, so that we stay in tune to what's going on around the league, and also try and get out in front of the new rules and adjustments and changes and whatnot. But at this point, it appears that there is some, going back and forth a little bit, and so we're kind of in a holding pattern on that one, Vic, and. We'll just wait and see what they come back with, and we'll adjust as needed.
Does it make it more challenging when you don't have a handle on it now, or is there plenty of time to figure it out to get it to your players?
Yeah, I mean, there's always an adjustment, but that's what we do. We adjust, and you've got to embrace that, whether it's a rule in this case or something else. And we try and do our due diligence, our research ahead of time based on the different routes it could go. And so we're ready to go with whatever they decide.
Hey, Sean, having in Carolina, having seen Ken working with Cam for the years that you were together there, have you seen any similarities with the way Ken has maybe taken some of what he taught to Cam and applied it to Josh, given that they do have that similar physical ability and style? Have you seen any of that so far?
I mean, I just think overall, Sal, it's an evolution for Ken and his development and his growth as a coach, and then also for Josh. There are some similarities, but I would say for sure that they're their own player. And so just like, you know, I go back to when I was a position coach, you know, I believe as a position coach, first and foremost, you got to show them how much you care before they really care how much you know, and then you got to become a really good teacher. And what works for you may not work for Vic in terms of the teaching style and the way that we can get you up to speed. So every situation is a little bit different, but there are certain similarities to some of the mobility and things like that with the two players.
Last week you talked about Levi Wallace and Robert Foster entering their second years and having to, in some ways, reinvent themselves. How might that apply to Josh in that sense, entering his second year and the expectations and what is really on his shoulders to continue that development?
Yeah, I believe there's Josh is well informed of what he needs to improve on and what he does well already and improving on those areas as well. So Josh is a young man that is driven and very in tune and very self-aware to his development, his overall development as a young man and as a football player, and how important that is to our organization. And I've seen that through the habits that he's really undertaken since he left here in January, and then when we got him back and what he's done since that point in time.
And when you look back, I was remiss of asking you about this last Tuesday, but your thoughts of him chugging the beer and, you know, maybe, you know, at the Micah Heights softball game and just the things that he does off the field as well. I mean, chugging the beer seems okay, but what are your thoughts on that and him missing practice last week to go to Jim Kelly's tournament?
Yeah, I mean, just with chugging the beer, I'm more focused on the practice. We've gotten about 30 minutes right now than talking about chugging a beer. I understand where you're coming from on it. You know, it's you go around a lot of softball games. That's what you see right around Buffalo, and that's all part of it. So, I think he was having fun with the fans as well, which is the great and humble part about Josh. He does a great job of connecting with the fans, and you know, we've got a lot of passionate fans that from time to time probably drink a beer or two before a game.
Sean, I think Searles was new to last week. Can you just give us an update on Jeremiah and if it's anything long-term? Also, how unique is it that he can play all five positions? A lot of times you get a guard, tackle guy, but he's played all five.
Right. So, you know, that was part of the draw with Jeremiah and bringing him back was the position flexibility that you alluded to, the toughness, the DNA, and just the ability to adjust on the fly. He's been in some games, started a ton of games, or a handful of games at a minimum, and so he's been in the crosshairs and everything. So I mean, he's got a great kind of way about him with respect to teaching other guys the game, making other people accountable. His habits are off the charts in terms of his daily routine, and so it's unfortunate he's got this injury that came up last week, but. We're hopeful that, and we won't know for sure yet, but we're hopeful that it's heading in the right direction.
Well, a lot of your defensive players have been talking about getting their takeaways back up to the total that you guys had in 17, which was higher than last year. As much as a good pass rush and, you know, being aggressive kind of contributes to boosting those numbers, can you just speak to how knowing the situation on the field, you know, situational football caters to boosting takeaway figures?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, knowing the situation, knowing, obviously anticipating. That's really what it comes down to. If you know the situation that you're in, you can anticipate not only what you're going to do, but what the opponent's going to do. And that gives you a chance to be a step ahead or a half a step ahead in this case. And that's where turnovers happen. When we can put people behind the sticks and put us in favorable positions, whether it's third and long, fourth and long, Second and long, usually when you can do that, that's putting pressure on the offense, on the opponent, and that's where turnovers tend to happen.
At one point during OTAs, Leslie talked about Trent Murphy looking like a different player, you know, obviously having the injury maybe behind him finally. What have you seen from him this offseason?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I really would. He just looks like he's in a different mental space, you know, another year removed from where he was last year when we first got him here. And there's a lot that goes into that, right? There's and Trent's a better one to ask than I am. But just what I've observed is, you know, he's obviously worked his butt off before he came back here. He's worked his butt off since he's been back. You watch him from a leadership standpoint, leading in his own way. Probably different than others, but effective nonetheless. And so, you know, he's a big part of what we plan to do and affecting the quarterback. I really appreciate what he brings to the table. And, you know, it's no surprise having met his family recently, and you just watch the way that the work ethic that they think is so important in their family. It's Trent really embodies that.
How impressed are you with the sheer speed, John Brown?
We're being awful nice to each other today.
The sheer speed John Brown brings to the offense and
change from last week, right?
There's time. Sheer speed that he brings to the offense. You know, serious questions. And also, what else beyond his speed does he bring that you've seen in these workouts?
Yeah, I mean, John's a good football player. You go back a couple years, you know, to when he was in Arizona. We faced John at least once, I believe, maybe twice, maybe three times when he was in Arizona. We were in Carolina. And then in Baltimore last year, he was also a guy we looked at in the free agency period last year to get him here. So a good football player. He brings a lot to the table. Just getting to know him in particular, but outside of that, it's the speed factor and his route craft and so on and so forth. But the person that I've gotten to know a little bit, at least to this point, you know, just outstanding. He just had a baby last week, and I know he's a proud daddy. And so, you know, you get to see some of those life. These guys go through some life, real life experiences, and that's fun to watch. He's made an impact in terms of he's a rookie and he's got a lot to learn. But you do notice what we saw on tape and the vision, the balance, albeit without pads. You know, he's made progress. You notice a little bit of the who he is as a young man and what he brings to the table, how driven he is, and that's where the size comes in. I think he's probably been this size for at least the last couple months. If not years, and so that's not the first time he's heard it, and he knows that there's a challenge there with that of being able to protect the quarterback, and I expect he'll rise to the challenge.
With injury comes opportunity, Coach. Dawson Knox has had plenty of that from what we've seen. You know, what have you seen about how he's grown given the opportunity with Tyler and Jason?
Yeah, and that's the unfortunate part, right, is with the time that Jason's missed and the time that Tyler has missed and the continuity with Josh. But that said, it offers an opportunity for someone else to step in and get some valuable reps, and those young tight ends with Dawson and also Tommy have gotten a lot of good reps and exposed to a lot of different football this time of year.
With a number of O-line guys out, you've had out, I mean, this time of year, more about installation. Is it, how concerning is it, or how much can they get done just kind of watching and talking, you know, given the fact they're not?
Well, I mean, you want to try and capture as much as you can. So we talk a lot about, hey, well, he may not be able to practice, but what is he able to do with respect to walkthroughs, install period, during practice. So we try and capture as much as we can, and really the ownership then is on the player to get himself up to speed, to stay in tune with what we're doing mentally, and we try and check for understanding as much as we can in that area.
Offensively, I know it's kind of a broad-based thought right now, but based on what you've done the first 2 years with this defense, what do you think this defense this year can do even better and maybe take it to the next level? If you had to maybe pinpoint an area, what do you think that would be?
All of it.
All of it. Really?
All of it, yeah. We got to be better defensively. I mean, last year's defense was last year's defense. This year's defense is a new defense, made up by different guys, even though there's been a lot of continuity, Sal, to your point. And I say this respectfully, we've got work to do on that side of the ball also. It's a mindset. And, you know, I'm looking for a more physical, nasty defense than what we were a year ago. And so there's some new pieces on this defense. And at the end of the day, we've got to be able to do some things better than we did last year. And so taking the ball away, as was mentioned earlier, is one of them. But just overall, a more physical style of defense.
Sean, have you seen Frank Gore with his leadership already make an impact on this team?
Yeah, you know, Frank does it his way. And when I say that, I mean he does it our way. But at the end of the day, he is who he is, right? And there's a lot of power in that. And he really doesn't give a whole lot about what other people say or think about him, and that's probably part of what's made him good over the years. And I love what he brings to us, and that's really all that matters. I know a lot of people question his age and this and that, and that's real. But this is another guy like Devin who's proven people wrong over the course of his career as well, in particular of late. You know, in our run period the other day, we're just kind of working on our runs, and you know, he got in there and gave us some good juice and the energy that comes from that. The guys know he's all about ball and he loves football. You can see that in the way he goes about his business in and out of the building, on the practice field, and that's what being a pro is really all about.
Hey,
I'll take one more.
Last week, Lorenzo mentioned Frank, and I was having a conversation about Tremaine, and he said that Frank Gore went to Tremaine and gave him some pointers on what he saw playing against him. Has he done that with any other guys on the offense, or on the defense, just asking about, hey, I saw this against you last year. Have you noticed any of that, or has he been doing
No, he has, yeah. I mean, you know, it's in bits and pieces here and there like it was for Tremaine, but he's crossed the line in terms of going over the other side of the ball and talked to Matt and a couple of the other guys as well. So it's been good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.